Dalet Amud Beis. And before we learn the next sugya, I'd like to just tell over a vote from the Chazanish. We hear here Amachloikis Amayroim, the halacha that Shinei Mare passels by a mikveh, if it has to have a Teiris Mashke in order to passel by Shinei Mare, or even though it doesn't have a Teiris Mashke, Kol Shein Oisim Mimeno Mikveh Lachatchile, it passels by Shinei Mare. So the Chazaynish in Mikvois, Simen Ches, says as follows. The ein shinei mare poisel, ella im keim nofal mamoshei shel mashke v'nisare. Shinei mare only passels a mikveh, not because the water changed its color, because the mamoshei of the mashke fell into the mikveh v'nisare, and it got mixed up. For example, you have yayin that fell into mayim. Now you have a taruvis of yayin and mayim, and it looks like yayin. So what is the psul? So the Chazanish says the psul is va'oz yayin mezige mikri, since you have wine in the mikveh. And so memela, so this whole taruvis is called yayin mozuk. So every yayin also there's wine, and you're moizig the yayin. So if it has a mare of yayin, so it is called yayin mazug, va'ovad shem mayim mineh. So it loses the shem mayim. That means the mayim sheboi becomes bottled to the other mashke, and it is considered now yayin mazug, cholov mazug, etc. Va'ha desvirelei, the moichel mashke mi de poisel b'shinei mare, that what one man the yama held, that in order to passel it has to have a teiris mashke, the sovar, the kivin, the moichel loichoshev mashke, if we would hold that moichel is not called a mashke, loichoshev levatel hashem mayim. So then it is not choshev to be mevatel the shem mayim. If the whole lomdus of shinei mare is that the whole taruvis gets the shem of the mashke that the taruvis has the mare of, so memela that is the afkev that has a chshivis of mashke, so the mayim becomes bottled to the mashke and it's called yayim mozuk. But one man yomel, but if it doesn't have a chshivis of mashke, so the mayim doesn't become bottled to it. So I still have mayim in the mikveh. If I have mayim in the mikveh, even though the mayim has a different color, it's a gate megonish don. The whole psul is that the shem mayim is nevad, and he gets the shame of the other mashke. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar of Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. Seichet Adam Eshkel Shel Anovim L'Seich HaKedela. A person is permitted in Shabbos to take a cluster of grapes and he squeezes it into a pot. And we are speaking about that there's a tafshel in the pot. And he's permitted to do it. Avoloi L'Seich HaKeoro. But if he's squeezing the grapes into an empty plate, this is also. Let us see Rashi. L'soich ha'kdeiro shel tapshul. If he's squeezing it into a pot that has a tapshul in it. L'saknoi. And the purpose of the squeezing is he wants to be misakin the tapshul. Adding this liquid to the tapshul will enhance and be misakin the tapshul. The muchich milse, so seeing what he's doing, the tavshel is in the kedere, and you see what he's doing, that it's lasakin at tavshel. So the muchich milse, the lav le mashke boiloi. So you see, he doesn't want this mashke. He doesn't want this yayin to be a mashke, to be a beverage. Elo le yoichel. He wants that this mashke should be misakim v'yoichu. Ve'ein zeh derech prikosai. This is not the seder of mefarik. Vahavi kemavrid oichel mei oichel. So it is equivalent to be mavrid oichel mei oichel. When the Mishneh Brura brings down this din, he brings down from Rashi, he says, dehavi. Dehavi kemavrid oichel mei oichel. And if you say dehavi, so then you have to understand why it is necessary to say ve'ein zeh derech prikosoi. That means you could say that Shmuel was machadish alomdis, and the Gemara it seems this is the lomdis taka, that if the whole tachlis of the schita is tikkun oichel, so the mea schita get a shame oichel. The Gemara is going to mention later this svara, mashke. Habola oichel, oichelu. Mashke, that was squeezed out to become part of an oichel, is a teiris oichel. So then, the words of Rashi, l'cheira, would have been very verständlich. We could say as follows. Let us nachmo see the Rashi. L'seichak deiris shel tavshol, l'saknoi. He's squeezing out the eshkel to be misakin the tapshel, the mukhech milse the lav le mashke boilo. He does not want it l'tzeirech mashke, for a beverage. Ela li oichel. He wants it for an oichel. The havi kemafchid oichel mi oichel. So since he wants it for an oichel, it's kemafchid oichel mi oichel. So there's no inyan of dishe. He says before when it was in the anovim, it was an oichel, and coming out, it becomes part of an oichel. The havi kemavchid oichel mi oichel. The lashon of Rashi says ve'ein ze derech prikosai v'havi kemavchid oichel mi oichel would seem a little differently. That Rashi means to say, since the steiger of mefarik is to take out a mashke from an oichel. So Memele, if here he's taking it out, the steiger is to take it out letzeirech mashke, and here he's taking it out letzeirech oichel, so it is equivalent kemavrid oichel ma'oichel. That means not that is the ptur is oichel me'oichel. It's equivalent to oichel me'oichel since it's not a derech mefarik. But between you and me, I don't know where we have a derech mefarik that wasn't the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, the Mefarik was by Disha. Disha, they took out Eichel from Psylus. That was the gather of Mefarik. So it is a little unclear what Rashi means to say about Kaponim. It will say like the Mishneh Brura, the Mechuvin is, and the Lashna Gemara, what I give is Nazai, the Mechuvin is, since it was before an Eichel, and it's going to be misaken an oichel, so here's the din of oichel me oichel, so that is not derech mefarik. Mefarik, like it's oichel she'ifris. I'm taking an oichel and dividing it in half, and a chelik of the oichel is going in, I'm separating one chelik of the other chelik. That is not mefarik. Mefarik is taking mashke from oichel, or taking oichel from psoilus, as we will see. Avoloi l'soich haka'or. But one is not permitted to squeeze an eshkel of anovim in an empty plate. Why? Vizimnin de lemashke koi. Because a person squeezes in an empty plate, even though his intent could very well be he's going to put oichel in the mix it together with this mashke. But while he's pouring it, while he's squeezing it into the plate, it's not muchach. That's his intention. The zimnin de lemashke koi. Sometimes someone can squeeze a eshkel shel anovim in a plate, and he wants to drink it. Va'af al gav de bika'ore loishosi inish. Ay lochayre, the plate alone speaks that he wants to eventually mix it with an oichel, because who drinks from a plate? That still doesn't make, no. Normally one doesn't drink from a plate, but that does not spell out that his intent is to be misakan an oichel. I don't see the oichel either. Ve'ika isa. So the pashtus of Loshen Rashi is that Radbaz is mesupik, but the pashtus of Loshen Rashi is as follows. That means if his intent was for l'shem oichel, because it seems the difference between kedeira and ka'are is what keili he's squeezing it into, but his intentions are all the same. So in other words, l'seich ha'kore is also squeezing it into the ka'are because he wants to be misakin and oichel. So oichel's not here yet. So therefore, anisel derai says ichenishdo, because he wants that he's squeezing it out, that it should be misakin the oichel. So memele, so there's no iser, so it's kematre the oichel mi oichel. No mi da rabbonin, it is also, because it's leimucha chamilse. Your actions are not telling us that the purpose of the schita is, the purpose of the schita is lesakin es oichel. So therefore, mi da rabbonin, it's also. Since his intent is lemaise to be misaken on oichel, so it's weiter ke mafrit oichel me oichel. Zog de Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Chisde, me divrei Rabbeinu nilmat. So from divrei Shmuel, that Shmuel said that one is permitted to be soichet eshkol shalanovim lesoicha kdeire. And we say that since it ends up to be misaken an oichel, so it has a din of mafred oichel mi oichel. So we can learn from this, we can derive from this another halach. Choylet odom eiz l'seich ha-kedere. A person could be choylet eiz l'seich ha-kedere. Avoloi l'seich ha-ka-ore. Someone could be choylet an eiz. So l'chayre, the same thing. What is the midibre Rabbeinu nilmat? So the Chodesh Aviv says as follows. That I would think that bishloim by anovim grapes, they're an oichel. And memele, if the juice is going out to be misaken an oichel, so that's called, he's taking oichel from oichel. So therefore, there's no dimyan to melechas dishe. But a beheime, we will see in Tosfos, we're speaking about a beheime in yontif. That a beheime in yontif is also called an oichel, because you're allowed to shecht it in yontif. But I would think, since it's mechusa shchite v'tikum, so this, even though it has a shame, oichel, it is considered oichel mitaych psailas. It's not considered oichel mitaych oichel. Because it's mechus eshchita v'tikun. So therefore, that's why you needed a lamdan like Rav Chisda. Mi divrei Rabbeinu nilmat, I can learn from divrei Shmuel, that as long as it has a shame oichel, so memela I hold that Eiz also has a shem oichel, even though it wasn't geshachten yet, you can't eat it in its present matzah, that also has a shem oichel, but that's a limut. That is nilmat mi divrei Shmuel. That's one mahalach in the Chodesh Av. The second mahalach in the Chodesh Av is, and he says, a very geshmake vote, and we had Bemison this vote, Taisus brought this and from Kufmem Daladam at Aleph from the Mishnah Machshir, that Lachaire, there's, one could make a tremendous chilek between Seichet Eshkel and Chaylev Eis. Why? By an Eshkel, Anovim, Kolzman, the Yayin, was in the grapes, so it has a Teira Seichel. So when is it supposed to lose the Shem Oichel and get the same Mashke through the Schita? So we say, since with this Schita he wants to be Misaken an Oichel, so we assume that it doesn't change its status. That is the Chiddush of Shmuel. The Chiddush of Shmuel is that by Zeisim Vanovim, since Kolzman they were in the Zayas and the Yonov, that had a Shem Oichel. So Shmuel was Mechadish, since his intent is that it should be Misaken an Oichel, so it remains Oichel. Aber Cholov, Cholov Mikor Emashke. Taisus brings down in Mesechtes Machshirim Cholov is Amashke. That was Abakiva Stein and the Chachamim. So Memele, so it is a mashka already. So now to say that since he wants to be misaken an oichel with this cholo, so I should therefore say that he gets a shame oichel, that a mashka will become an oichel because he wants it to be misaken oichel, that I couldn't derive from the memra of Shmuel alone. I could think Davke a oichel remains an oichel, but not that a mashke becomes an oichel. So, but Rav Chisde, midivre Rabbeinu Nilmad, Rav Chisde was mechadish this aisof. That even though it was a mashke b'dade ha'eis, but since his intent is that it should now be nechlap, to be misaken an oichel, so there's a din of oichel mitoichel. Let us see Taisus. Chaylev Adam Eitz. Nire le Rabbeinu Tam, so Rabbeinu Tam holds the hainu dafke biyontif. Biyontif, there is no iser dishe. Why? Because ye behem el achila. This lamdus which we mentioned before. Because in Yontev a behemah is chazi l'achila. So v'have k'may uchla de'ifras. So since the ace has a teiris oichel, and the cholov that is coming out to be misaken an oichel also has a teiris oichel, so this is considered uchla de'ifras. This is an oichel that's separated. But it's called oichel mei oichel. Avo b'shabes. Aber Shabbos loichazi l'shchit. You are not permitted to shech the eis in Shabbos. So Shabbos, this eis does not have a teiris oichel. Is kemaidosh cheshive. So this is considered disha. Shabaheime he kipsoila. So then the behema does not have a teiris oichel. The tbeim is a teiris psoilus. Uch she'oich she'choile, even when he's being choile, have a kenoitel oichel mitoich psoilus. So that means a filu he's choile al gabi tavshul. So what's this? So he's choile al gabi tavshul, so it's considered that the cholov that's coming out has a teiris oichel. Because it's coming to be misaken an oichel, about havi kenoitel oichel mitoich psoilus. So havi kemoi dosh. So it is dosh. This is the bir halacha learns pshat in the shittas harabeinu tam. That means that we have disha in two cases. There's the disha that the garinim were taken out. The disha of the mishkan. What was the disha of the Mishkan? Rashi says in Perik Lal Godol, Chitin b'machteshes l'hosik liposon. So that's a domi l'dosh. You take a chita from the klipa. So that is dumi the melechus disha. He says it's in a levush, and you're taking it out of the levush. So what is there the disha? There the disha, you don't have any mashkin over there. The disha is you're taking the oichel out of its levush, out of a psoilus. That is melechus disha. You're taking one thing out of another thing. So just like there's a meleches disha, if you're taking an oichel from its klipet, there's a tilde of disha if you'll take a mashka out of an oichel. Because you're taking one entity out of another entity. So Memele, so that is what Rabbi Netam is saying. So Rabbi Netam is saying, so what's the difference in Shabbos if the Cholov will have a Teiris Mashke or if the Cholov will have a Teiris Eichel? But it's still Disha. You're taking Eichel B'Teich Pseiles. So therefore, the Rabbi Netam held that there's no Isser Disha only in Yontif. Since the Eiz is Chozi L'Achila, so that's called Uchla de Ifris. But in Shabbos, since the Eiz is not Chozi L'Achila, because you're not permitted to shecht it in Shabbos, so Memele, so therefore it is not, so therefore it is considered Dish in Shabbos. And being Chaylev L'Seich Tavshel will not at all help the situation. The Rajba is Chaylek and the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rashba says, the gam b'Shabbos yesh ala behema shem oichel. In Shabbos, it also is a teiras oichel. The hochozi leila meichel. El yisure di Shabbos de rochiv alei. It's not called oichel mitoich psoilis. That what halachically one is not permitted to eat it because he is not allowed to shecht it. That doesn't make it oichel mitoich psoilis. Vafil of biyoyme chozi. L'goyim or l'chayle, then I think that's not about that the possibility it can be eaten in Shabbos also. Umiyu schita zeisim v'anovim d'shori le'el l'soich ha'kdeire. So Teisve says, but schita zeisim v'anovim that Shmur was matter, hainu afilu b'Shabbos. This is mutar afilu b'Shabbos. Why? Given the eshkel chozi l'achayle. Since the Eshkel is Chazi L'Achile, so Memele, if you'll be Seichet, L'Seich HaTav shall be called Eichel, L'Seich Eichel. Agavuch, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Shittes HaRabbeinu Tam. What if a person will be Seichet from Anovim shall Boisa into a Tav shall? Then it'll be also, because Boisa is not Roi L'Achile. So Memele, so this is Eichel Mitoich Pseilet. This is Eichel Mitoich Pseilet. So Memele, then there'll be an Issel Disha. Yeah. Zog the Gemara. Alme Kosova Mashke Habo La Eichel Eichel. So Rashi says, Alme Kosova, Midekom HaSeichet L'Seich HaKdeire Kosova. After the Yama was Mo'ira, the Seda Agamor is very modne. First Shmuel said a Memre, and then Rav Chizde learns out a new Aloch, and now the Gemara goes back to Shmuel, that's what Rashi seems to learn. What is the Lomdis of Shmuel? Kosova, Mashke, Habola, Oichol, Oichol, there's a Teiris Oichol. Mosiv Rami Bar Chome. So Rami Bar Chome asked a kash. Zov shecholev es ha'eit. If a zov was cholev an eit, ha'cholov tome, even though he did not touch the cholov. But the maisa chaliva, since he caused the movement of the cholov, so that's called heset hazov. So a zov is metama yidei heset. Zov shecholev es ha'eiz hecholov tov. And the Gemara learned this Mishnah, that this Mishnah is speaking about, it does not mention in the Mishnah if he was cholev l'seich ha'kneira, or he was cholev l'seich ha'kore. It says stam. Zov shecholev es ha'eiz hecholov tov. Rek the Gemara. Vi amrit mashke habola oichlin oichlu. If we will assume, Shmuel's yisod, that a mashke, that the tachlis of the mashke is to be misaken the oichel, it has a teiris oichel. So this cholov has a teiris oichel. Is b'mayis kasha, like the Gemara amuyim diki kasha. The Gemara understood it kipshutai that it has a teiris oichel. Not the way we had wanted to say in Rashi, ain't ze derech prikosei v'havi kemafrid oichel meyoichel. Losh of Rashi would mean Rashi, not you should take it, you should assume kipshutoi, that has a teiris oichel. It's not the derech prike, so it's kim afrid oichel meichel. The Gemara seems to understand that now that the lumbus of Shmuel is that it is mamish anoichel in all halachas. So Memele, so the Gemara asks, so if it has a oichel in all halachas, so legabi hilchas tume should also have a teiras oichel, and if it should have a teiras oichel, it should be mekabel tume, because anoichel is not mekabel tume till you're masher. And for the Gemara, but my is kasha, and for the Gemara, the Omer Rabbi Yochanan, betipa hameluchleches al pi adab, ochinami betipa hameluchleches al pi adab. Zot Rashi. Hacholov tome. Alme mitkama seichel sechdekasov. Hacholov tome. Shazov metamei kol dovo bemase. V'rei hesed hakiluach, the stream of milk that's coming out, he was massive. Uloika mivlig bein l'soich hakdere, bein l'soich hakois, the Tana did not differentiate where he was, which keli he was chaylev into. V'amrit oichel hu, if you will assume that it has a teiris oichel, ho'ein oichel mekabel tume shaloi behesha, v'hai b'mayis kasha. How did this cholov become mukshel lekabel tume? So the Gemara answers, "Keda Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'Meseches Krisus Kabe Yeisha Shenotav cholov midader b'tipa amuchleches al piyadat tipa rishayne melachleches bo piyadat." The first tipa he wants to be melachlech the piyadat bidas. He wants it that this should, the first tipa he wants, not to go into the oichel. The first tipa he wants him in malachas to be a dad, v'noichel ichole. Then it becomes easier to be chaylev. Maybe it's more slippery. It's the alkaponim, the chaliva process is easier if it's meluchlich mitcholev. But he have a mashke, so this tipa is mashke kistam cholev. The loyla oichel boyla, this tipa he doesn't want the shame oichel. This tipa he wants cholov to be there, and stam cholov is a teiris mashke. The stam seif asks a very gishmaki kasha. He says, the Gemara tells us a yisod, that a person who is cholov is letzeira chalive, a person wants that the first tipa should be melachlich the piyadad, and this tipa is a teiris mashke, and shalom al Yisrael. Fragt der Heilige Sam Seifer sei besoi, haken Rav Chisde sei, Chaylev Adam eis lesoi chakdeire, because it has a din of oichel, the uchle de itres. He says, but the first tipe that a person is chaylev, he doesn't want it to go lesoi chakdeire. So the first tipe should be yours. It doesn't have a shear. So chatsi shear is mutter, fragt der Sam Seifer. It blives by Akasha. So why is it permissible to be chaylev as an ace? There should be an issa mitzad, the first people. Mosev Ravine. Tomei meis shesochat zeisim v'anove. Tomei meis shesochat zeisim v'anove. Kebeya mechuvenes toya. And the Zaysim Vanovim, now we have a Tomei Meis, who is an Avatumim. And he's touching the Zaysim Vanovim, and he's squeezing them out. He's not touching the Mashkana Yitzimim. He's touching the Zaysim Vanovim. Kibeya Mechuvenes Toil. So if the Zaysim Vanovim are exactly a Beye, so the Mashkin that's going out is Toil. But what is if the Zaysim Vanovim are larger than a Beye, so the Mashkin is Tomei. We'll see in Rashi that Rashi learns Pshat that if it's Puntlach a Kebeye, so the minute the first drop comes out, it becomes less than a Kebeye. And less than a Kebeye cannot be Metame anything. So Memela the Mashke is Toil. If it is Yaisim Kebeye, So it is metamas, even though the first drop goes out, but it's still more than a kebeye, so it can be metama the mashka that's coming out. V'amrit mashke haba la'oichel o'ichelu. And again, memes in this one Mishnah. This Mishnah Zav Shechel V'sa'iz and Tomei Meisha Socha. So V'amrit mashke haba la'oichel o'ichelu. And we will assume that it is speaking about that he was soichet either in a tavshil or in a ka'orim. V'amayis kasha. V'sumayisiv lavu mefarik la b'soichet v'soicha ka'orim. This Bob of the Mishnah will have to be speaking about that he seichet l'seicha ka'orim. Zot Rashi. Tomei meish shesochad zeisim v'anovim kebeya mechubenes toya. Mishnah hi b'meseches tares. U'meforish bo behedye u'belvad shelo yiga b'mashke. That what we say that the mashke is toya, that's because he's only touching the Zaysim Vanovim, he's not touching the Anovim, he's not touching the Mashke. Yeah. She'eini negeya eloboich. Now, Rashi explains the reason of the law. The kivin de chebeyim mechubenesu. Since the Zaysim are abeyim mechubenes, lechi sochet tipe kamaise, the minute he starts squeezing out the first tipe, is chosolei mechubeyim. So now we have already less than a bayit. The ain ha'oichel afal pi shehu tomei. So even though this bayit, the zaysim v'anovim, before he started anything, became tomei already. And Rashi shita is, you don't even need a bayit in order to be mekabel tumah by tumah soichel. But al kaponim here, when he touched it, there was a bayit in the choichet also. But now when we're declaring that this beya should be metame, the mashke, so the minute a mashu of mashke comes out, so you lost the sheer beya. Ein ha'oichel afo fishu tome metame ha'mashke, shein oichel metame acherim bepoches mekebeyim. If the oichel is less than a beya, it cannot be metame mashke. Ah, volim hoyonegeya b'mashke it malay mashke mitipa rishayne. Shamashke mekabel tumah b'chol shem. V'chanam itoni bo behedye. Yoisem yikebeye. What is if these eisem v'anovim are more than a shir beye tome? Why shekivin sheyotzo tipa rishayne? When the first tipe comes out, nitma b'kibayah, so the first tipe touched a bayah. It's memele, so then, that's all the mashkin, which will touch this tipe, will also become tam. The tamay may stafke noka, tafke ha tamay may se squeeze, and she'ene mitame beheset. Vu adin le tamay sheretz, uzarishin le tumme, v'chol tamay ye mage. V'tomei meis l'rvusa noke davei avatuma v'af al pikein, he will not be metame the mashke if the zeisim are abeyim mechuben. Shem de toni seifa avo zov shesoichet zeisim anovim afilo galger yechidi, which is not a kebeye tome shekivin shiyotza tipe rishayna nitmo hamashke v'maso hazov v'i amrit. If you will say that mashke habol soich oichel es a teire soichel, because al kedai dachafel es soichet le soich hakedere, that this Mishnah is speaking about soichet le soich hakedere, so mamele so ishmer, so the Gemara says, no, this Mishnah is only speaking about she was soichet le soich hakeore. Zog Taisvis, kebeya mechuvenes toher, perish bekuntres, Sha'afal pi sheho oichel tome, even though the oichel is tome, einoi mitame es amashke. But the oichel will not be mitame the mashke, shein oichel mitame bepoches mekebei. Suktoisvis, vahai taime loiniche, elo lamandi yoma beperikol sho, mashkin mifkat kidi. Now there's a shaila in the Gemara in Psochim, if you say mashkin mifket kidi or mashkin mivlebli. Let us explain for 1 minute what the machloikis is. The man the Yomar holds mashkin mifket kidi holds that the mashkin, when they find themselves in the grape, are an entity bifnei atzmoi. They are not a chelik, an intricate chelik of the grape. Don't forget, it's a separate chaylik. So therefore, when one touches a grape, the mashkin shebeseicha grape will not be mekabel tume, kolzman de in the grape, because the tumas oichlem of the grape will not affect them. They are a different, it's a davar nifrat from the grape, and it is not mekabel tume. It's not mekabel tume, they tumas magoi. One should maybe ask, maybe let it be metame, not als grape, als mashke. First of all, it's a tumah blue, it could be, then it could be does never teres mashke either, but al kaponim, it's mifkat kidi, and the Gemara is done that the tumas mage al kaponim of the grape is not directly metame the mashke, because the mashke is an entity bifnayats. That's if you hold mashke and mifkat kidi. But if you hold mashkin mivlabli, then we're in hot water. Because mashkin mivlabli means that the mashkin kolzman that is in the grape is an intricate chalik of the grape. So memele, when he touches the grape, so whatever is part of the grape became tomei betumas maga. So then we have a problem if the grape is a kibbeye, mechuvenes. So why didn't the mashkin become tamei inside the grape already? Don't need the grape to be metame the mashkin. He was metame the mashkin by touching the grape, and the mashkin are mivlabli in the grape. So this is a problem that the Gemara in Psachim speaks about. So Taisa says as follows. The Rashi explained the Gemara very well. Our Gemara, if you hold mashkin, mifkat kidi. Avol leman de yomar hason mivlabli, but if you hold mashkin mivlabli, is tmeim hamashkin mealeim, then the mashkin becomes tamei automatically, kivin shenoga ba'ichel. The minute he touched the grape, so the grape became tamei. And the mashkin are a chelik of the grape. So the Gemara asks this kasha. So why does it say in the Mishnah, it's kebeim mechuvenes, it is toil? Why wasn't it mekabel tuma yedei magoi? Umeshani hosam, so the Gemara answers in Psachim, the Masnisa Mayri Banovim Shalai Huchshel. We are speaking about Anovim that were not Muchshel Lekabel Tumah. So when he touched the grape that was a Kebeye, so the grape wasn't Mekabel Tumah. La'emis Miskashri, when does the grape become Muchshel Lekabel Tumah, and when is the grape Mekabel Tumah? L'chisachitlo, when he starts squeezing it out. So the Gemara says, so when he was touching the grape wasn't mekabel tumah, because it wasn't mukshe. So when the first drop came out, so then the grape is mekabel tumah. But then the grape cannot be metame the mashkin, because the grape is not a kebe anymore. Taisvus is not mefaratavi, but the kash is as follows. Shitas Rashi is that an oichel is mekabel tumme the kolshu. You only need a kebeil to be metame acherim. Frektach Taisvus amere de kekashe. Miyad she yotza tipa rishoina. The minute the first tipa falls out is nitmom. In the tipa rishoina ursha. So then it becomes Moksha. Hoyol v'oichol mekabel tume b'cholshu. Mi'akshi yotzati b'rishayne hursha. Hoyol v'oichol mekabel tume b'cholshu. No, v'chayr nitmo would be better. Mi'akshi yotzati b'rishayne nitmo. Hoyol v'oichol mekabel tume b'cholshu. So Taisvus l'chayr is asking a kasha and Rashi. The kasha is as follows. The kasha is, if an oichel is mekabel tumah b'kolshehu, so even though the first mashke that went out cannot be mekabel tumah from the anovim because it's less than a kebeye, but all the mashkin that is in the anovim, yod mivlabli, they were mekabel tumah. So all the mashkin that gets squeezed out later is mashkin tumah. That is Taisvus kasha. According to Rashi, that Rashi holds that an oichel that an oichel is mekabel tume bekolshu, and if yol mashkin midlably, so after becomes niskasha, so memelet should then be mekabel tume. If it's then mekabel tume, so all the mashkin inside should be mekabel tume. Taisvis and Psochim says a very geschmacke teretz of Emfer Rashi. Taisvis and Psochim says as follows, that even though Rashi Shita is that an oichel is mekabel tume bekolshu, but in order to be mukhshir, it can only be mekabel hechshir if it was a kebeya. And where does Taisus get this from? Because the pasuk that says, mikol ha'oichel asher ye'ochel asher yovei olav mayim yitmo. So, asher ye'ochel, chazal darshin, means asher kebeya. Mikol ha'oichel asher ye'ochel. Yitmo, the gemara darshins, yitamo. So from here Rashi learns that oichel asher yeyochel, a kebeya is metame. But the same posik says that a kebeya is only a kebeya is mekabel hechsher, because that's what the posik is telling us. Mikol oichel asher yeyochel asher yovei olav mayim. So the din asher yovei olav mayim is the din hechsher of the oichel. So it says in the posik, just like to be metame acherim, Yeftev Ashir Beye, who hadn't to be Mikabal Hershe, Yeftev Ashir Kebeye. So Memelus of the Gemara and Psachim is very good, even though Yod Mashkin Mivla Bli, but Kozman, the first Tipa didn't come out, it wasn't Muksha. The Minda was Muksha, it's less than a Kebeye. So it's less than a Kebeye, so it can't be Mikabal Hershe. So nothing became Tomei. So the Mashkin didn't become Tomei. So till now, we had that Shmuel and Rav Chisda held that Mashke Abba Besoicha Oichel Ke Oichel Don. Zot the Gemara Omer Rab Yirmiye Ke Tanoi. This Shaila is a Machloikes Tanoi. We learned a Mishneh in Maisres that says as follows. Hamachlik Ba'anovim. A person smoothed out with the juice of Anovim. He was a baker, and he was baking challahs, and he squeezed out some juice over the challahs. So the shaila is, we'll see, there's a girs and rashi, if the challah becomes mukhshir lekabel tumeh, if the grape becomes mukhshir lekabel tumeh, so there's a psa shaila. Loi hukhsha, it does not become mukhsha. He says, the mashke that comes out is not mukhshir. Rab Yehuda Oimer Uchsha, the mashke that comes out is mashke. Zakt the Gemara, my love, behoke mitlagi. Masova mashka bolo oichel oichelu. The Tanikama holds that since the purpose of the squeezing out of the anovin is it should go into the pitois, into the chalois, so memeles or here's a teres oichel. So memeles a teres oichel can't be machshir anything. Umar sova lav oichelu. And Rabbi Yehuda holds mashka bo lo oichel lav oichel. Zogt Rashi. Kitanoi mashka bo lo oichel oichelu oi mashka hu. Hamachlik banovim. Nachtoim hamachlik penei ki kreisov. He wants to smooth out the top of the kikres, banodim, shesoichei tamashka ala kikre, hukshel ha'oichel. And we have a girs over here, that's going on the novim. Ha'novim hukshelu, that's the poshet of pshat. Because hukshel is a loshen yochid, Sam Seifa explained. So memela, so the onov became hukshel, because this mashke is a teres mashke. And there's a girs on the side, ha'oichel ve'ho'anovim, v'ayri v'pashe nilush b'mei peiret, v'achshev hukshah. So memela we have here, amachloikes the Tanakama and Rav Yehuda, what happens to the mashke that was squeezed out to be machlik the kikre? Habo l'tzoyrech oichel, k'goyim she'sochtom l'shem apas. What in does it have? So memela, so we see it's a machlokes tanoim. On a rapop. So rapop is said, no, it's no right. It could be the kulal me mashka bolo oichel lav oichel. Everyone holds mashka bolo oichel lav oichel. What is the machloike? So why isn't it Moshe? What is the svar of Rabbi Yehuda? What is the svar of the Tanakam? I mean, loy huksha. What is the svar of the Tanakam? Everyone knows Vavoichelu Tzotza Mashke. So what is the svar of the Tanakam? Oh, b'mashke boli ibut kamiflegi. Here the shaila is that the mashke is boli ibut. Marsover mashku, marsover lav mashku. Zogt Rashi. Hochi garsin, the kulal me mashka bolo ichel, lav ichelu. Does not have a teres ichel. Elo mashku. Behind the time of the man the yoma loy huchshel. So what's the svore of the man the yoma that says loy huchshel? Shemetchila nischat adaita da ozo le'ibut. It was nischat that it should go le'ibut. So in the baking process, the fire absorbs and burns the mashke that was squeezed out over the kikras. So memele, that is the machloikis. That is the machloikis tanoim. The Tanikama holds mashka ho'ilach le'ibud does not have a teiras mashke. That's why lo huksha. Rabbi Yehuda holds huksha that it does have a teiras mashke. Ubeplukte dahani tanoi. The Gemara says that we find a machlekes tanoim in this nekude. If mashke ho'ilach le'ibud has a teiras mashke, mashke abol le'ibud has a teiras mashke, yes or no? The sanya amafatseya bezeisim biyodayim misay aves huksha. Now we're going to learn three halachas about zeisim now. What's negei alonu is the third halacha. Hamafatseya bezeisim, zukrashi biltzayim. That means he bangs up the zeisim. Kidei sheyu rakim. That these zeisim should be soft. He wants them to be soft. Now, why, if you're banging up a zayis, automatically some mashke will come out. So in this case, huksha, the nichalei b'mishcha de tayef alayu, he's sefriden with the shemen that comes out on it, that runs out on it, shemitoich kach heim magbim tam, there's a tam. So memele, so this is not called mashka ha'hilach li'ibut. So therefore it is muksha. Therefore it is muksha le'kabotun. The Svas Emes asks a very geshmaki kasha. The Svas Emes asks, if we hold, and if we'll hold mashke habo le'oichel, has a teiris oichel, so hamafatzeya bezeisim, why is it huksha? As soon as it comes out, what does he derive from the shemen that's coming out? He derives from the shemen that comes out, neichalei b'mishcha detayef alayu, shemitoich kach heimar bimtam. So memele, so the zeisim tastes better. So this is mashka abola seichoichol. So the Svas Emes wants to be Ma'ira. The Gemara Grat said, could be everyone holds like this, but here we were going Samazoi with the hit and miss. Could be everyone holds as Mashka Bolo Oichel is Lav Koichel. The Svas Emes Tain is L'chaira from this Halach is Muchach Azoi. Because or else, why isn't this called Mashka Bolo Soich Oichel? It's going into an Oichel. The Selene is Doch an Oichel. So why is it Moshe? Hamafatzeya bezeisim huksha. Why is it muksha? So is that medach lachayre klal from this halacha that mashka bola soichel does not have a teira soichel? Right. Lissoif some. But we're back again banging up the olives. What if a person is banging up these olives lissoif some bimela? He wants to salt the olives. Now if these olives will be tough and stiff, so pour salt on them, the salt will glide off. It won't stick to it. So memele, if he'll bang it up a little bit, so there'll be, so then the salt will stick to the olive. And then some shemen comes out also automatically by banging up. Why, then it doesn't become Moshe. Zogt Rashi, L'sayif son b'melach, sh'mitach she'en koshin, ein ha'melach nidvak b'hem, the salt does not stick to the olives, u'mefatzom, and therefore, he bangs it up, l'rachachom i'bachutzmat, le'husha. It doesn't want bachlal, the mashkin doesn't need the mashkin. So memele, so it's leirusha, even though mashke does come out. Case number 3. Leida im higiu zeisov limsaikim la. He has zeisim which are on the tree. Now he wants to see, did they become ripe? Did they become as yet the time to cut them off? Let's see Rashi. Leide migia zeis of limsaik. Tzorchu lirois im shumnoi noyach lotzeis. Miu hamashke ozali ibo. He'll squeeze it out, or he'll bang it, and this mashkin will go li ibo. Now does it become mukhsha? So memele here will have a machlekes. Lay thy megiyu zeis of limsaikim lav, loy uksha, does not become uksha. So the Tanakama holds that machsha haboli ibud, his, doesn't have a teres mashke. Rabbi Yehuda oime, uksha, my lav behokim miflegi, the mar sova mashke ha oimed le ibud mashke, the mar sova lav mashke. That is the machlokes. In this interesting case, we, in fact, it stems very well. Rabbi Yehuda says Hukhsha, and Rabbi Yehuda said by Hamachlik Banovim, also Rabbi Yehuda said Hukhsha, because he holds Mashke, Oimed Le'ibod, is a Teres Mashke. So it stems. So the Gemara wanted to say that, that is the Machloikis, everyone holds Mashke, Habola Oichel, Avka Oichel Domin, the Machloikis, Hamachlik Banovim is totally if Mashke, Oimed Le'ibod, is Mashke, or is Lav Mashke. Omar Rav Hune bereide Rav Yeshua. Ha nitanoi b'mashka oimed li'ibud pligi. That is true. That the tanoim by leide migiu zeisav limsoik their machloikis is zicha in this shaila. B'mashka oimed li'ibud pligi. Obo v'hanach tanoi. But the Tanoim by Hamachlik Banovim, it's not Muchach that is the Machloikis. Their Machloikis is B'mashke Ha'oimet Letzach Tzachoi Komiflik. Let us see Rashi. Ha ni Tanoi de Mefatzeya Vadai B'mashke Ha'oimet Libot Pligi Kedamrina. That's for sure. Aval Tanoi de Machlik Lav Ha'oimet Libot Pligi. But to know your machlik lav boimid libut pligi. The lav leibud ozo. Because that's not considered leibud. Sharei letzachtzeya ha'oichol nitna. The whole purpose was that the kikar should have a glance on it, should have a shine on it. And the mitzachtzachoi. So whatever the purpose for shteitzach, some of it runs off. But al kaponim the tzichtzuach remains. So memele it's not hoylich libud. So what is the machloik? It's al b'mashka oimu letzach tzach tzachay lo'oichol kamiflik. Now what is this new machloik? So Rashi explains as follows. The nami mashka bo lo'oichol mashka wafilu we hold. The mashka bo lo'oichol mashka uhani mi le'eichad kosorifle. So Rashi explains, before we were speaking about that the mashka habo lo'oichol, even though it's to be misakin lo'oichol, Aber le meise, this mashke is drunk. Inami shota bei rifte. Or you dip bread in it. The teures mashke of it. That's, therefore they held. That means that this mashke that was put into an oichel was to add liquid content to it. And it remained liquidy. So there, the Gemara was Messiah. The kula alme sabri mashke abol oichel lavka oichel domi. Because lemaise, it does not end up remaining an oichel. It's a mashke. It's mesakin the oichel. But the matzev, the form that it is, betarubis oichel, it's in a mashke the kefor. So there we hold. A mashke that is mesakin an oichel.
and remains in the form of a mashke kol am is sabri, the lav kaychol dam. Avol itzach tzechay, but over here, when lemaise it hardens, it becomes taka achelik of the oichol. Here we have a machlokes tanoim. Does it get a teiras oichol or doesn't it get a teiras oichol? The kula alme mashke abo la oichel lav oichel hu. The taisus le metzino le meime faker the kula alme oichel hu. That everyone holds that it is an oichel. Came my time with them on the yom ha-huchsha. So therefore the gemara to say faker. Yeah. Zog the gemara weiter. Omar Rab Zeire, Omar Rab Chie Barashi, Omar Rab. Seichet Odom Eshkel Shalanovim L'Seich HaKdeiro. Havoloi L'Seich HaKaore. So here we see that Rab also holds like Shmuel, that Seichet Odom Eshkel Shalanovim L'Seich HaKdeiro. That is Mutter. Even though the Gemara before was Messiah, that everyone holds Mashka Bo L'Seich Oichol, is an oichel. It's not an oichel. But it seems over here, Hastus, that Sai Rab and Sai Shmuel hold it does have a Torah Seichel. V'dog l'tziroi. What if a person squeezes out a dog, that the juice of the dog should come out? Afilu l'seich haka'ore. That's also permissible. Why is this permissible? So Rashi says, the dog le tziroi, schitas dag le itzi tziroi lav mashku, the tzir of the dog does not have a shame mashke, el oichle, so afilu, so it's a liquid oichle, but al kaponim eises, it does not have a teures mashke tzir dogim, so me mele, if you squeeze it out, afilu le kore, it is mutter. Zog the Gemara weiter. Yosef ravdimi vekoma lo lo hoshmeit. He told over this member, Omalei Abaye le Rav Dimi, Atun Mishmei de Rav Masnisen. You said over this member, Bishem Rav, Volei Kashelachu, so you don't have any problems. Anan Mishmei de Shmuel Masninelo, we said over this member, Bishem Shmuel, Le Kashelachu, and we have a problem. What is the problem? The Omar Shmuel dag letziroi, afilu l'seich haka'ora, that one is permitted to be seichedid l'seich haka'ora, v'itmer kvoshim shesochton. We learned as follows: a yerek chai that was nichbash, that was soaking, it was soaking in a mashke, something equivalent to a pickle. Omar. Rav said as follows, Ligufon, what if a person squeezes it out because it is too juicy? Mutter, you're allowed to squeeze it out. Limei mehem, what if he wants to squeeze it out because he wants to drink the juice? Potter avolosa. It's potter avolosa. Ushleikos. But what if you have a machel that was cooked, not soaked, Bein le gufon, bein le meimeyem mutter. So shleikos, Chodesh Aviv wants to say shleikos, that we see from the Gemara, that there's a difference between kovush, you know, kovush kimavushal, and shleikos. Chodesh Aviv says as follows, the union of kvisha is, they were kovush, yerokes, and chaymetz, or yayin, and the purpose was that the yerik should get the tam chaymetz. So this mashke does not become part of the. This mashke does not become oichel. Faket, I want that the oichel should have the tam of the mashke. Masha enkein, when you cook something in water, shleikus is it's cooked in water. So there's faket. I want that the water should get the tam of the oichel. So therefore, the water in the oichel has a shame oichel. So therefore we'll understand the difference between kvoshim and shleikis. By kvoshim, Tav holds if a person will squeeze it out, lemei mehem, it is also. Shleikos, bein legufon, bein lemei mehem, muta. Because shleikos, the water that's in the yarek that's cooked, is a shame oichel on it. So there's a shame oichel, so you're squeezing out oichel from oichel. And we'll see, tzir dogim is equivalent to shleikos. So memela, according to Rav, it's very good. Rav said, dog le tzir efilu seicha ka'or is muta, because Rav holds, one is permitted to be seichet shleikos lemei meyim. Abo shmuel omar, echot kvoshim ve'echot shleikos legufan muta lemei meyim potar avoloso. So memela, we have a problem. We learned this memre b'shem Shmuel. So how can we understand, how does this stem with the other memre of Shmuel? Shmuel says, shleikis lemei mayhem is also, and Shmuel is telling us that asoichik dog letziroi is muta. Dog letziroi is equivalent to shleikis. O malei, o lekim, einai ro v'loizor, Mipume de Rabir Mishmili, Rabir Mir Rab Zaire, Rab Zaire Merav Chie, Barashi, Rab Chie, Barashi Merav. That we all heard this Bishem Rav. That means it's not, I know Klo. This memre of Toglet Ziroi is Rav's a memre, not Shmuel's a memre. Zogt Rashi. Kovshon Yerek Chai Kovush Biyayim Vechayim. Legufoy im lechel hakvoshim soichton mimashka tzafaleim vanivlobem. If the whole purpose of squeezing it out is because he wants to eat the kvoshim and they're too juicy, muta lechatchil v'loy mefarik. This does not fall into the ghetto of mefarik hoyil v'lav lemashka utzorich. He does not need the mashka. Okay, he's getting rid of the mashke. So this is not doyim lemefarik. He doesn't get a teiris mashke. So he doesn't need the mashke. But, now, here he said that kvoshim shesochtom lemeimeyim is potter. Why is he potter? So Rashi says, she'ein ze, even though it has a teiris mashke, a kvoshim, she'ein ze mefarik. This is not a mefarik diyaraisa. She'ein ha-mashke ha-zeh yoytze min ha-kvoshim she'loi godal b'soicha. So Rashi says now, amoyre di kelomdes, that, in Taisus is chaylik on Rashi, that the, when is it considered a tild of mefarik if you have a mashke which was godal b'soicha oichel? So memele, getting it out of the oichel, that's mleches mefarik. Masha ain't came, by over here, the mashke was loy godel besoichem. So therefore, there's no iser diereis, there's no chiev of mefarik, but also, otto seisim vanov. Shleikes, after the memeyem, lav mashke ninu, elo oichel. Memeyem potter avalosa, but shleikes, dumi de daglet in the shmuel hold, that the shleikis lememem is also water. Lememem potrabalosa, but shleikis domide daglet zirinu. Vulay shori le shmuel lechatchilas hakadi bimater daglet ziroi. Hein nai ro vulay zo, ha de bina meimaloch, de mishmei de rab itman.